The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Right. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Amazon. That's the company that distributes books, sells food, owns a TV company, makes its own content. And of course, it's also, by day, one of the world's biggest data processors. It is vast, employing 340,000 people, the eighth largest private employer in the US. This veritable behemoth has been run since 1996 by a bit of a genius called Jeff Bezos, and he has put in some performance. 5 years ago, you could have bought their shares for $230. Today, you will have to pay over $1,000 for them. That's more than four times of a growth. Sarah Quirk of Goodbody Stockbrokers has been looking at the business behind the brand Amazon and joins me now in studio. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning.
He's some lad.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal story, really, from how it started off in his parents' garage with an idea of selling books more efficiently. And I suppose that was at the beginning of the internet when he actually started up 20 years ago. So what you've seen is they started selling books, and from there he saw that actually getting more and more information about your consumer, what they like, what they don't like, trends, you can actually use that and sell them more and more and target what you want to sell to them. So that was kind of where it all began, and he saw that you can spread out from books into CDs, videos, third-party sellers, their own brands, and it's just gone from strength to strength.
But the difference is that he's clever and he's doing it better than many others. A lot of the large IT companies stuck with their knitting and didn't grow. But what was recently, he's just bought a retailer of food, Whole Food, a bricks and mortar company, because there's some big thinking going on there.
Yeah, I suppose when you're looking at growth going forward for the company, there's two areas. So you're looking in the medium term, the Whole Foods deal that they've done recently. So that's going to get them into the grocery market. And then also looking at what they have is called their Prime subscription service. So that's basically you pay $99 a year. And for that, you get unlimited shipping for your Amazon products. But it also has a whole platform of digital offerings. And they've been building that up over the last decade. So they have their video, which is quite similar to the likes of Netflix. And it's quite highly regarded. They also have a music streaming system, which is quite like Spotify. They have cloud services. There's gaming. There's books for your Kindle. So you pay this $99 and you get into the whole Amazon ecosystem, is kind of covering all your digital needs.
And they have Alexa. Who is Alexa for those who don't and haven't heard of her?
So Alexa is a little bit like their version of Siri. So it's their voice service. It'll talk back to you. So Alexa is in, they have an ecosystem. So it's kind of like a little speaker or an Eco Dot.
Looks like a can of beans, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah. But you can use this. So, I mean, Alexa will chat away to you. She'll tell you the weather. She'll tell you what's going on in the world.
Now that's in Ireland because you've used it here, but in the States it can do a whole lot more, and I still don't know why they haven't brought it over here yet.
Yeah, it's slowly getting rolled out. So in the States, Alexa can order you a taxi. You can ask Alexa to order your food for you. Alexa, if you're looking for something to shop online, you chat away to Alexa and you find it. So
if I was looking for, say, a black bag for carrying a laptop or something, do I just ask Alexa?
Alexa will find it for you. Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
And like, once someone gets it into their home, it's very addictive and it's kind of so easy to use. It's much easier to chat to Alexa than to actually search for something on your phone. So it becomes a core part of, you know, how you're living. And what that does for Amazon is they can collect more and more information about how you live and what your trends are. So again, gathering all this information, the data analytics, they can target more sales at you and define what it is that you're actually going to be interested in. So it's
something which upsets some people, but in fact, I was reading more research recently, is that the millennials, the young people, love it. They want their trends to be known. Saves them all the hassle of, I like pizza with pepperoni.
Next
time you want a pizza, it'll say, well, do you want your pepperoni?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's very popular with the kind of the millennials, like you're saying. And when you're looking at the stats, even of who's signing up to their Prime service, the majority of those tend to be kind of under 35 is who's actually signing up to it. And when you look at, you pay this $99, it doesn't seem like a huge amount. And what you actually are getting for that, if you were to pay for your Spotify, for your Netflix, all of these things individually, that would come to around $700 a year. So not only does it have it all on one platform, you're actually saving a huge amount of money if you dedicate yourself to
the Amazon. You don't work in sales, do you? You don't work in the sales for Amazon, no?
Not yet, no.
They also, of course, another part of this company, which is almost hidden, but it's fantastic and huge, is AWS, Amazon Web Services. And that is their big, big data processing side, which they keep over there. But that seems to be core to it as well.
Yeah, that's another key part of it. But I suppose in terms of when you're looking at where they're going and where we're going to justify where the valuation is at the moment, it's all about the Whole Foods and the Prime. And what was interesting, actually, last week they had what they call a Prime Day. So this is a little bit like a Black Friday, but for Amazon only. And there's two real key drivers behind that. One, it's massive for sales. So in terms of, it's been growing for the last 3 years. In 2015, they had sales on the day of 400 million. Last year, it was close to 640. And this year, we don't have the exact figures, but it's expected it's hit over $1 billion in revenue on the day. So it's an absolutely massive once-off revenue when you'd usually be having kind of a slow summer period. And I suppose the other thing, and the kind of more subtle side to it, is that it really drives people to sign up to this Prime service.
I had to admit, I did look at it myself. Because while we were doing a little bit of research on this, I was tempted.
So they kind of leak, you know, what kind of discounts you're going to be getting on the different products that they're selling. So they have a 30-day free trial. You can sign up for this free trial in advance of the Prime Day, and it really drives people to come and actually get on board into the platform. And what they find is a huge amount of these people, once they join up for the free subscription, then they start to see all the different digital platforms that there are, and a lot of these actually convert over into paying subscribers. And also the fact that it's positioned in summer, so hopefully then you get these consumers on board before the kind of key holiday season.
So clever. They're looking at it all of the time. Now, valuation, $1,000, $1,001, I think is what it was on Friday.
Yeah, so it does look expensive when you're looking at it on a PE kind of basis. But across the tech sector, if you're looking at Netflix, if you're looking at anything like that, it's of a similar sort of level. And when you look as well at the growth that they've had, so at the moment, the revenue is at $252 billion. But when you look at how you expect the Prime is going to really affect the revenue going forward, they're expecting that by 2022, that's going to hit $652 billion. So there's still massive amounts of growth to go.
And Jeff Bezos, the boss, has proven his worth. One problem is, if anything happened to poor Mr. Bezos, or maybe if Mr. Bezos got a little bit bored, wouldn't that be a problem?
Yeah, although they have always seemed to be quite structured in terms of their expanding out, and there seems to be a huge amount of strategy behind it. So even looking at the recent Whole Foods deal, if you look at the grocery market in the US, it's quite different to here in the UK. Only 3-4% of it is actually online. So that's a $725 billion market that they're edging into, and they have a reputation for coming in and being an industry disruptor. So you saw when they announced this deal, it was actually quite negative for the grocery and for the retailers.
Yeah. A big drop for the other ones, yeah.
Yeah, so because they're known as
the
coming in and having this big presence. Yeah, so it's a huge market that they can come into. They have all the infrastructure, they have the scale, they have the abilities to come in and really maximise what they're doing there. And they can also use those stores as, I suppose, a click and collect. So you can buy it online, collect in these stores, and you can also use it for advertising their products. So expanding out their reach.
Buy or sell?
Absolutely a buy.
Okay, well, that's pretty unequivocal. And that is Sarah Quirk of Goodbody Stockbrokers. And as of usual, I'm sure I'll throw in the usual thing of saying, do take some professional advice before you buy shares, because they can go down very much indeed. We're going to take a quick break, after which we will be talking to Orangeworks.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient, with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.